Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher, Day 3. And today is Friday, September the 2nd of 2016. And the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we are continuing part two of the mind-blowing show that we did yesterday. We want to pick up, where we left off yesterday, talking about some very powerful information. My brothers and my sisters, death or destiny is one of the most dangerous things you could say. Let me explain. Because the universe responds to a made-up mind. Everything that you do happens because you ordered it. So when you order death will show up. The way that you order death is through being double-minded. Not making a decision is a decision. Let me say that again. Father, touch the minds of your people. Not making a decision is a decision. Let me say that one more time. Not making a decision is a decision. Now, my life is about to change dramatically. Your life can change and will change dramatically as well. If you make this statement, when you say, I am going to do blank, and you say that statement with no safety net, meaning if you decide that I want to be a doctor and you make no other option for your success, the universe responds to that. That has to manifest in your life. It is universal spiritual law. Never make an absolute statement. Never make what is called a definite chief aim. Inside of the book that I read when I was a young knucklehead, one of the first books I read was a book by a gentleman by the name of Napoleon Hill called Think and Grow Rich. A lot of people have read that book. A lot of people basically don't understand that book. Because in that book, there is a chapter on definite chief aim. There's a chapter on sex transmutation. There's a chapter on magnetism. There's a chapter on creating a mastermind group. One of the greatest books that I ever read was that book, Think and Grow Rich. One of the most dangerous books that you can read, besides any of my books, is Think and Grow Rich. The show that I'm getting ready to do, starting on Monday, entitled The Vatican Deception, is the most dangerous book I've ever written. Because in that book, it tells you exactly what the Vatican know that you don't. So you think that what you read is history. So a series that I'm doing later on is called The History of History. So I'm going to show you how history is in fact history. Somebody rewrote history to fit their definition. So when we talk about personal finance, when we talk about the four areas of their life, wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, I've made a decision that I'm only going to do one thing, and that is to be an ambassador of Christ. So all of the titles, everything else, is secondary to that title. So when you make a decision that is a definite chief aim, what you're telling the universe is to convert all of the power of heaven into this one area. And it's like if you take a magnifying glass and you shine the light of the sun through that magnifying glass, as long as you're moving that magnifying glass around, meaning you haven't made a decision, you don't know what you want, nothing happens. You won't burn anything. But the moment you stop that magnifying glass and you let the power of the sun, the rays of the sun shine through that magnifying glass, it burns a hole immediately through the paper, or it sets on fire the wood, or it starts to melt the plastic. It burns a hole through whatever's in the way. So the moment that you make a decision, you burn a hole through all of your obstacles. So I highly recommend that you be very careful how you make a decision. Now, you don't make a decision with your mind. You don't make a decision with your head. Those decisions don't work. Because those decisions, are made with the conscious brain. The conscious brain is one-third the size of the subconscious brain. Only what you ask for in prayer do you receive. People think that you pray with your mouth and with your mind. You don't. You pray with your subconscious. And since most people don't understand what that means when the Bible says pray without ceasing, The only thing that doesn't cease is your heart. The heart doesn't stop beating until death. And so once you understand that whatever is in the heart is that manifests in your life. Now, let me make sure you understand that statement, because we talked about it before we get into what we left off yesterday. So in the book, Think and Grow Rich, the Bible says it this way: as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So in this book, Think and Grow Rich, there's a chapter on what they call auto-suggestion. There's a chapter called specialized knowledge. There's a chapter called imagination. There's a chapter called desire. Now, this book is so dangerous because it teaches you, again, this secret that everybody knows, but they don't know. So, again, God has this humor. So he hides the truth in plain sight. He hides the truth in the one place you will never look, inside of you. So what you are looking for is in your heart. So God knows that you're not going to look there. So the scripture says that he wrote his laws in the hearts and in the minds of his people. So while you're looking for God in the book, God is waiting on you inside your heart. So while you're looking for wealth, health, religion, or spirituality and relationships out there, all of those things exist in here. And you should be asking yourself, well, man, that sounds metaphysical. That's not really important. Today's message I put with a severe warning, because let me read to you why the message today is so dangerous. Because I left off on yesterday yelling and screaming, talking about this. So we read yesterday where it says in Hebrews 11:3 that the whole world is framed or created by the word, and you speak words. So the universe, molecules, mass, programmable matter, programs itself based upon your word. That's what we read in Hebrews 11:3. It says, by faith we understand that the entire universe was formed by God's command, that we now see, or what we now see, did not come from anything that can be seen. Meaning, the invisible realm creates the visible realm. And we read yesterday that you now are God's representative on earth. So since you represent God on earth, the universe responds to you as if you are God. I'm not saying you are God. I'm just saying that the rocks, the trees, the ants, the bees, they respond to your command as if you are God. But since you don't know that, you think that the universe only responds to God. You don't know that you are God's representative on earth. You don't know that you have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. So since you don't understand that, then you're not reconciling the world to yourself. Or if you don't understand the definition of the word Christ, the word Christ means the messianic office. So that's an office that you have. And if you don't get in that office, you don't get in the power. So all I've done is I've got in my office. Every time I get out of my office, bad things happen. My life, the universe doesn't respond to me no more. Because just like President Obama, people only respond to President Obama because he's president. The moment he leaves office, go ask Bush 1, the dad. Ask George Bush 2, the son. Ask Bill Clinton. Ask Jimmy Carter. All of these gentlemen are still alive today. Why doesn't people still respond to them as president? Because they don't have the title. They're not in office. So Yahushua said, I'm leaving earth, and I'm going to pass my title to you in the form of the Ruach or the Pneuma. Now, according to the Vatican, and according to everything that I've read, the Ruach doesn't mean what's in the Bible. That's what I'm going to share on Monday. It is the most dangerous thing that you will ever hear. Because all my life I thought the Holy Spirit, nobody told me what a spirit was. Do you know what a spirit is? Now, people say that you go to church and they say, I got the Spirit of God. People say the word God. What does that mean? People say the word Holy Spirit. So people say demons. What does that mean? Demonic spirit. People say that they're possessed. What does that mean? People say that they're going to lay hands on you. What does it mean, though? They don't tell you what it means. They just tell you words. Since those words create worlds, you don't know what kind of worlds they're creating. So it's your job to do something similar to what I've done, and that is look at the definitions of the words that people use. And if you look up the definitions of the words, you will be shocked. You'll look at the definition of the word Elohim, where we get the word God from. I'm going to talk about the Elohim. I've already done the Elohim deception. I've already wrote the book. But I'm going to go further, because what does the Vatican teach? What does the Vatican know that you don't? The Pope, they know stuff, and they're hiding stuff. Now, it was my job to find out what they're hiding, and I put it inside of a book, and I'm sharing that on Monday. I recommend that you tune in. Again, the cost of the series is $99. Just go to the website, masterteacher33.com, click on the link that says donation. Because the Vatican knows this, and the Vatican knows you don't know this. See, the Vatican, why do you think the Pope is considered the pontiff? Why is he called God's representative on earth? What do the Vatican know that you don't? Well, Hebrews 13:2 says this: don't forget to show hospitality to strangers. For some of you have done this, and you have entertained angels without realizing it. Let me say that again. Hebrews 13:2. The Vatican know that most or a lot of the people on earth are like me. They are fallen angels disguised as men. People ask me all the time, how do I know what I know? Now, there's a brother by the name of Jonathan Kleck. There's a brother by the name of Zen Garcia who do an entire show on, again, Psalms 82:6. And they talk about how you are angels, but you shall die like men. Now, the Vatican knows this, but they don't tell you this. Now, I know this, and I'm going to tell you. And I know you're not going to believe me. I did this show 10 years ago that said that we all had a prior existence. We are all fallen angels, because the word angel just simply means messenger. The word angel simply means a bent light beam. It means fractured light. Since we all live in a prism, P-R-I-S-M, we all interpret the electromagnetic spectrum. I've asked you to look at the definition of the word spectrum, but I know you didn't. Because if you did, you would believe what I'm saying. If you just go to dictionary.com, type in the word spectrum. See what it says. That's what you are. Now, astrobiology, you know the word astro means star. Biology means course or way of living. So you are an astrobiological being. That means that your life is governed by the stars. Where do you think zodiac signs come from? What do you think the whole thing that I do called theomathematics and biblical alphanumerics, what do you think astrophysics comes from? The physics of the stars. So you don't know you're a star being, but God knows it because he created you, or he allowed you to be created. So the Vatican knows this, but since you don't know it, you don't act like it. That's why they want you to think you came from monkeys. So you can't be an ambassador of Christ. Now, the word ambassador, according to 2 Corinthians, the word ambassador, now, the ambassador of the United States in every country, that piece of land is considered a sovereign piece of the United States in a foreign country. So if you go to Russia and something pop off, if you can make it to the embassy in Russia, you are considered on United States soil. There are United States Marines, which I usually one of them, or that are on embassy duty. They will shoot anybody who tries to come on the United States embassy without, who that are not a United States citizen, and that without government approval. Let me say what an ambassador does, since you are an ambassador of Christ, but you don't know it. The Vatican knows it. Now, in my book, I talk about the Lucifer Project. Each letter of the word Lucifer stands for something. The L stands for something. The U stands for something. The C, and so on. Do you know that? Why don't you know that? Why don't you know what the Vatican knows. Why does the Vatican have a secret library underground that you can't go to? You can't get access. The general public cannot go. Why does the Vatican know that the Bible, the first Bible ever written, had consonants and it has no vowels? Why are the Maserat Jews called the keepers of tradition? The Maserat who wrote the Bible. Everything that you've been taught is a lie. The Vatican knows that, but my question to you is, why don't you know that? Because it's not inside of any book. So my job is to assist you. So you should be asking a question, how the hell did you find this out? Well, I had prior existence. What does that mean? That means I intuitively know. The word God means grantor of destiny. G, grant. Anybody know the definition of the word grant? I don't know if you know what a grant is. A grant is like a gift. So God, in the book of Genesis, granted you certain inalienable rights nobody can take from you. That's why slavery is crazy. Because Caucasian people know things that black people don't. Because if black people knew this, they would rebel. There'd be a riot in the streets right now today. But black people, we settle to be treated like second-class people in a system. People are not racist. The system is racist. So if I see a Caucasian sister, for example, like Sister Ellen, who's Caucasian, who's a very kind, loving, and gentle person, and I say, just because she's Caucasian, I don't like her. I hate her because she's a racist. This person has never done or displayed any racial, whatever word you want to use, towards me. So why would I say she's a racist just because of the color of her skin? It shows the lack of integrity if I was to do such a thing. There is a system, however, that is racist. Each individual makes a decision whether to be a part of that system. Well, there is a system that God has established that controls matter. You get to make a choice if you want to be a part of that system. That system is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, let's start with verse 19. It says, God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ. Now, I know you think that Christ, notice it didn't say Jesus Christ, it says Christ. So now God is talking about the position. He's not talking about the person. Now, you can talk about the person of Christ, that's great. But when you finish talking about the person, you might want to examine the title or the position of Christ. The person of Christ, the position of Christ, and the place of Christ is three different things. I am talking about the title. I'm talking about the position. I'm not saying that the person nor the place doesn't exist. I'm just not talking about it at this moment. At this moment, I'm talking about the position. Anybody put in that position has the same power. Oh, man, I don't know if y'all understand what I just said. So if I am placed in the position of president of the United States of America, what do I have access to? I have access to all of the power that comes with that position. I don't know if you understand. Christ is a title. It's a position. It's not a name. Let me tell you what you have access to, brother, that you don't know, that the Vatican knows. They don't want you to know this. Because then you would choose destiny over death. Now, right now, I know you think you're living, but you're not living your life. Because, again, you have sorrow, you have sickness, you have pain, you have the fruit of the flesh. You have all the licentiousness, you know, jealousy, envy, strife, bitterness. We have all. We don't have the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, the law doesn't apply. But since you don't have the things, the law applies to you. What does that mean? 2 Corinthians 5:20 says it this way. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. Let me read it in the New Living Translation. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. Now, God is the grantor of destiny. That's what the word God means. G, grater, O, of, D, destiny. Or diakonia. Why you guys think I do diakonia reports? I do diakonia reports so I can share with you your position. That's where your power comes from. So if you don't know your position, you don't have no power. So you have to align yourself. You have to put yourself in an environment. Now, everybody that's a part of my Clarinomics program, you already know the five things that you need to be successful. Number one, you have to have your ability. What can you do that nobody else can do? What can I do? Research. And I take this information that I read. See, I'm not really a good teacher. I'm a good researcher. My facts are indisputable. I don't care. I take on demons, devils. I used to debate. I just educate now. Doctors, lawyers, I've never lost a debate. Why? Because everything I have, I can prove biologically. I can prove scientifically. I can prove mathematically. I can prove linguistically. And I can prove musically. So I can use the three immutable laws of the universe, math, music, and language, to prove anything that I teach. So since I am so confident in what I am sharing with you today, I ask for you to take what I'm sharing with your reverend, your doctor, your bishop, whoever person that you hold, and ask them to find a hole in my flaw, or find a flaw, a hole in my theory. Because it's not a theory, it's a theorem. So I'm an ambassador for Christ. I'm an ambassador for diakonias. I'm an ambassador that wants to grant you dominion, because the Bible says God has given us dominion over five things. Do you know those five areas you have dominion over? Fish of the air, creepy crawly things on the earth, birds. We have dominion. That's what God means, granter of dominion, granter of destinies, granter of diakonias. That's what God does. And then he wants other people to assist him, because an ambassador is the representative in a foreign land. So I'm a representative of God, the granter of destinies on earth. So are you. The day that you find that out is the day that your life will change. Because why? You won't put up with bullshitness no more. You will never, ever, ever carry yourself the way that you carry yourself today. The moment that you realize that you are a granter of destiny, now out of respect for people, if you are six, my love for people makes me make decisions slowly so that way I don't hurt people. Now, people still get hurt, but I'm designed because I'm a six. Now, if I was an eight, I would be very blunt, and I would make decisions very fast. But since I'm not an eight, I'm a six. So I got to be me, because God needs sixes. He needs eights. He needs people that are ones. They're leaders. He needs people that are fours. They're workers. He needs people that are five. They're freedom fighters. God uses us to express himself differently. So I cannot be an eight because I have no power. Because people know I'm not. Even though I can act like a thug, I'm not a thug because I care. So everywhere I go, I vibrate care and compassion. And so people know that. So it's my job to know that. I'm an ambassador of Christ. Because God is in me, operating as me, manifesting himself through me. So from today forward, you should call yourself an ambassador of Christ. So I have the Christ Consciousness Metaphysical Assembly. So now it's time to take that off the back burner and put that on the front. I've done the Eagles Club. I've done frequent intense training. I've done theocentric nutrition. I've done Clarinomics, theocentric business. But I've never promoted Christ Consciousness Metaphysical Assembly. Because I know in my heart that if I do that, it destroys my current reality. I already know my wealth will change, my health will change, my wisdom will change, my relationships will change. If I say death or Christ Conscious Metaphysical Assembly. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. Don't pray this prayer or don't make this statement if you're not ready. Because you will destroy your existing reality. The people in your life won't be there no more. The job that you have may not make it. The car that you own may disappear. When you say and you make a chief definite aim, what happens is you step out of one box just like a caterpillar does, just like a tadpole does, and you transform into a frog or a butterfly. Now, I don't know if you ever look up the definition of the word metamorphosis. I challenge everybody listening to today's call to go to dictionary.com, type in the word metamorphosis or metamorphio. That's what it's called in the Greek. The Bible says be ye transformed. It's the same word. So whatever happens to a caterpillar when it turns into a butterfly happens to your life when you make a chief definite aim. Anytime you make a concrete decision with your subconscious, your heart, the heart is 100 times more powerful than your brain. So if I tell you I love you with my brain, it doesn't mean very much. But if I love you in my heart, there's no amount of distance, there's no amount of time, there's nothing that will prevent that love from manifesting. Because that love will burn a hole through anything and everything. Because anything that's in the heart must manifest in the life. It is universal law. And so anything that's in the mind manifests in the life. But the fact that it's not in your mind is the reason why it's not manifesting in your life. When you are in your position as an ambassador of Christ, you are representing the office of the universe. As an officer of the universe, you create the same way that the creator does, co-creator with the creator. So in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships, when you do this and you say, I am going to align with my diakonia. Notice you are aligning with your diakonia. You're not making your diakonia align with you. Let me say that again. I can, but it goes against my heart. My heart and my head must be on the same page. So if my heart says go left, my head says go right, my head has to agree with my heart. I can't make a decision until I talk my head into agreeing with my heart. So I'm a six. That means everything that I do must be done with love and compassion. What if I decide not to do something with love and compassion? I'm going against my heart. Therefore, it's the way it won't be successful. I can do it? Absolutely. I can walk over to somebody and say, man, I hate you, I thank you, blah, blah, blah. But in my heart, I don't even have the capacity. But I'm going to fake the funk. I'm going to act like I dislike you when I know I don't even have the capacity to dislike you. Because I'm an ambassador of love. So I use leverage to create leverage, change the world. So as an ambassador of Christ, God is in you, operating through you, so that way you can go out into the world and you can bring back the word reconcile. Now, if you're going to reconcile something, that means that you already had it. So you're reconciling wealth, you're reconciling health, you're reconciling wisdom, you're reconciling relationships. Let me let you in on a secret. You're not creating anything new. Now, I don't want you to believe me. I want you to go to dictionary.com or pick out any good dictionary of your choosing, of course. Think of the definition of the word reconcile or reconciling. And make sure you look at the original definition. Because you will see that it means to restore something. So we are restoring something back to its original condition. That's what the word reconcile, my brother, it means to bring something back together. It means to win over. It means to regain. It means to reconcile. It means to reconciliate. It means to bring something back to its original position. So it means to settle or quarrel. So your left brain says one thing, your head. Your right brain says another, your heart. So let's reconcile the two. Let's bring them back together. That is your job. That's what you are. Christ consciousness means that you are a professional reconciler. You teach people how to reconcile themselves with themselves first. Then you teach them how to go out and reconcile their wealth. They had wealth. They still have it. They're just ignoring it. So I teach people how to recognize what they already got. I was talking to a brother today, this morning. I was just telling him, man, everything that you're trying to do, you're already doing it. You just got to see it. You got to reconcile. That's where your money is at. Your health is in the reconcile. You got to be reconciled back to your original health, your original healthy state. You got to reconcile yourself back to your original state of knowing. See, right now you're a believer. You don't know nothing. You just believe stuff. When you are Christ consciousness, now you have evidence. You have proof. You got universal spiritual law that backs up every statement that you make. So I don't make statements of belief. I make statements of knowing. So I know certain things because I've researched it, and I got universal spiritual law because God is a grantor of dominion. I am an ambassador of God, so therefore I assist God with granting people destiny or dominion or diakonia. That's your same job. You're just doing it through your subject with your ability because your subject is different. My subject is esoteric knowledge. Maybe your subject is botany. Maybe your subject is zoology. Maybe your subject is sociology. Whatever your subject is, and maybe your ability is teaching. Maybe your ability is writing. Maybe your ability, again, is visualization. Whatever your ability is, you're going to take your subject along with your ability to reconcile people back. That is your job, to simply reconcile people back to their original estate. That's it. Reconcile people back. That's what Christ consciousness means. Brothers and sisters, we can go on to part 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I could teach this all day, but we're out of time. Please join me Monday. Go to the website, masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. All I'm going to be sharing is your original estate. The Vatican knows who you really are. They don't want you to know. So after shock, it's going to be some dangerous stuff, man, and I got to present the facts. So that way you can I'm not going to tell you what to believe. Don't believe me. I just want you to know by doing the research yourself. Look up the facts. Brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. Please go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link there that says donation. Make the $100 donation to join us September the 5th for the groundbreaking series, The Vatican.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I
Yeah.
Rate it all, hit it on a nail. Let me tell you about these physicalities and prison pail. Yeah. On the verge of insanity if just the system fails. Got it screaming at humanity and dism to a cell. And they trick us with the vanity with pictures in the cell. Trying to keep us all distracted like a dreamer in a spell. And that's beside the fact that they've been feeding us these tales. Yeah. While they locking up our brothers and they beating them in jail. Yeah. I don't know what you've been saying, but my vision is to fail. Cause this dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with this hell. They said I wanna go and run and gun it with the team. Yeah. They come up with the ghetto getting money grubbing schemes. Yeah. I know it's just a dream, cause brothers gotta wake up. It's all about the presentation when you about to take stuff. Delusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter. You better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you made out of. Yeah. Life is just a chance for you to
what?
Show.
Oh.
But you can't.
Huh?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.